Blog Talk Radio.
The Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick it off with our theme song.
I should have been
a cowboy.
I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Seen any young girl's heart.
Absolutely. It's good to have true fans out there. I really love doing it for the fans.
Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. The chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk Big Brother, 347-237-5506. Make sure you push the 1 because I'm not going to pick up unless you push the 1.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, Big Brother fans, to the Big Brother 15 Roundtable Show with host Michael Cowboy Ellis and special guest, brought to you here each and every week on the Rad Reality Show Network. We have already this week began with Big Brother 15, and just so many of you I know many of you already know that this is Cowboy's fifth year of doing Big Brother recaps, and he knows all of the reality people, all the Big Brother family. You never know who might call in on this show from week to week as his special guest and chat with him about Big Brother 15, so we want all of you to stay tuned each and every week. You just never know who his special guest might be to call in and chat with him about Big Brother. They call in and just have fun with Cowboy and talk about strategy and that kind of thing. And because our goal is always to connect our fans with the reality stars that they love, you are always invited to call in and talk to Cowboy and any of his special guests. Tonight, sadly, I have to announce that Cowboy is not going to be with us for his premiere episode of the show due to prior commitments, but he will be here for the rest of the season, and he has lined up a few very, very special guests to sit in for him tonight. The first guest that I'm going to announce that's going to be with us tonight is very near and dear to my heart as well as his. I've had the pleasure of meeting her. And she's a young lady that I'm sure Cowboy is very, very proud of. We're very honored to have as our guest host for the first time ever, Zoe Ellis. That's right, Cowboy's daughter, Zoe Ellis, will be with us tonight. And also we have from the proud state of Kentucky, they were on The Amazing Race twice, seasons 10 and 11, but they're huge Big Brother fans through and through. Mary and David Conley are in the house tonight, and we're very, very happy to have all three of them join us, and we have a few others already on the switchboard as well. We're so glad to have all of you with us tonight. We've got a lot to talk about, so without further ado, Let's get this going. In case we do have any new listeners, my name is Cherry Garcia, and with me on air to start the show out is Mr. Paul from Minnesota. We'll check in with Paul and see how you are doing. We'll be your co-host for tonight. How are you doing tonight, Paul, up there in Minnesota?
Thank you. Quite an introduction to the show tonight. I'm doing very well. Cherry, for the podcast listeners who hear this later, a reminder that this show will be at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central each and every Thursday night. And I have to say, Cherry, when you first came on the air, you go, hey, hey, hey. I thought, oh, she's going to do a House Rodan imitation.
I miss our House Rodan.
I know. Hey, Cherry, I don't know. We didn't really talk about this. You watch the feeds, and I know most of our listeners watch the feeds, and there's been so much that has happened on the feeds since the CBS episode went off. And I hope people understand that we might be talking about that. It'll be very hard not to bring up what's going on. And so it will somewhat, for those that don't have the feeds, will somewhat spoil what's coming up. When's the next one? Thursday? We got to wait till Sunday?
Sunday, I believe. There will be spoilers, so we're sorry about that. That's what we do on the show. We talk about Big Brother. We are feed watchers, so you may hear some things that if you only watch CBS, you haven't seen yet. So you might hear some things you haven't seen, but that's what we talk about is what we see on the live feeds and on After Dark, on TVGN now, not Showtime anymore, it's TVGN. And we talk about everything Big Brother. So if you only watch the CBS shows, then you might hear some things you haven't seen yet. But we hope you enjoy that. We hope that you're interested in hearing those kind of things. So let's get this started. Let's bring up our host, our guest host of the show. I can't wait to bring her on. I'm so excited to have her with us tonight. Zoe, how are you tonight?
Wait a minute. Oh, my God. I spent a lot of time on Cowboy's request, and he recorded something especially
to... Okay, we've got a dedication for Zoe. We've got a clip to bring her up with. I'm sorry. We'll play a clip to bring her up with, and then we'll bring her up. Okay. Sorry about that, Paul.
Hello, everyone. Here we go for another great season of Big Brother. I am Michael Cowboy Ellis. I am sorry I'm not going to be the host of the show today due to my work. But I am pleased to say that we do have a special host to fill in my shoes for tonight. She is a very amazing young lady, and yes, I'm a little bit partial. I'd love to introduce my daughter, Zoe, but first, a song from me to her from Bob Carlisle, Butterfly Kisses.
I know for sure she was sent here from heaven, and she's daddy's little girl. As I drop to my knees by her bed at night, she talks to Jesus, and I close my eyes, and I thank God for all of the joy in my life. Oh, but most for butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. Walk beside the pony, daddy, it's my first ride. I know the cake looks funny, daddy, but I sure tried. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something. Serve love every morning and butterfly kisses. I couldn't ask God for more. Man, this is what love is. I know I've got to let her go, but I'll voices at night.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Cowboy would have had my hide if I wouldn't have played that.
And
welcome,
you know,
Zoe.
How special is that?
So beautiful. He loves Zoe so much, and she is such a sweet and precious little girl. I'm so glad to have you with us tonight. Zoe, how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for being here with us.
I'm so excited that I get to be on this. Yes, I'm so excited. I'm glad that I get to be on the show and that my dad wanted me to be on here, so I'm very blessed.
I know that you watch Big Brother with him every week and each and every show, and I know that you will do a great job at filling in his shoes tonight, and I'm so excited to have you with us.
Thanks, Jerry.
So what do you think about Big Brother 15 so far? What's your initial response?
Well, I think the house guests are completely crazy in my opinion. They are very outgoing. It seems like they like to party a lot, is what it seems like to me from when they first went in the house. So, I mean,
like their bios seem to be a little different than, you know, their bios seem to be a lot mellower than what you see them in the house. They're like night and day.
Yes.
Just to read their bios, they all seem sort of calm and mellow, but those are just words on paper. You know, those are just reading, you know, their jobs and what their intentions were to be in the house, and, you know, it seems so mellow and mild, and then we see them go in the house, and it's like, bah!
They're just all over the place.
Yes. So, we've got a lot of topics to cover tonight, and we've got a few people. Let's bring up two other people that are joining us tonight that I can't wait. I haven't talked to in a long time. Mary and David, how are you?
We are great, Terry. How are y'all?
We're doing great. I haven't heard you guys in so long. It's so good to hear your voice.
I am so glad Big Brother's back on.
I know.
Hating that it's on TVGN.
I know. I miss my Showtime.
I know. We don't get TVGN, and I've already called our cable company and put it in request for the last month. They've got it high on the list. I told them I'm going to get everybody to quit if they don't give me TVGN.
Oh, I tell you, I'm glad that, you know, we struggled when we moved in here. We weren't sure who we were going to go with. We had considered leaving Dish Network and going with UVerse or one of the other, you know, companies. We had been with Dish Network for 9 years, and we considered going to UVerse, one of those other ones, and we wound up staying with Dish and getting the hopper.
So I bet you're happy.
Oh, yes, the hopper.
The hopper. And now I'm so glad we did, because we do have TVGN, and I checked with UVerse, and they don't have it. I checked with Charter Communications, which is our cable company around here, and they don't have it. And so I was like, boy, if we would have went with one of those other companies and they wouldn't have had TVGN and I would have signed one of those long-term contracts, I would have been like, doing, you know, some sort of backflips around here trying to figure out how to get out of contract.
Mary, can I sidetrack for a second?
Why, sure you can, Mary.
Because I've got a 13-year-old daughter who became best friends with that little girl on the phone there, Miss Zoe.
Aww.
Tell her hi, and she loves her, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Hannah, you have to.
Hi, Zoe.
Hey.
They're too shy. It's on the radio.
Well, you have to say something.
What do you mean?
On Big Brother, you've already watched
it. You've watched it 2-3 times and wrote notes.
Who's your favorite house guest?
Aaron.
No, say my favorite house guest.
My favorite house guest is Aaron.
Is Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who's yours?
Well, I think my favorite is Howard. I like Howard. That's one of my favorites. Is Howard.
I like Aaron and Howard. Those were my two favorites.
Good picks.
That's so cool.
Okay, now get babysitting.
Babysitting. I gotta go.
Y'all have to understand, those two are like BFFs. They're the same age. And they've met a few times, and they've just become great friends. And it's so nice to hear them actually be on the radio together. A little shy,
yeah.
But...
Oh, we'll bring it out
so
as we hear in a minute.
That's good. Okay, so let's get this party started. Let's start out with... Let's ask Mary and David what you initially think of the Big Brother house, the cast as a whole. What do you think of the cast so far?
I think it's a different sort of a cast, you know. They didn't go all to the California bars, so we got to give them props for that.
I don't think it's got me.
I mean, they went throughout the United States. They did bunch them up. 3 Chicago,
yeah,
3 Texas.
Yeah, that's what got me worried. 3 Minnesota,
3 New York.
I mean, what's going on here?
But like I've said to people already, talking to people, I've been like, this is the one season that I could see it, girls versus guys, until live feeds come along. And then you realize nobody likes Alyssa.
I can't wait to see... Her little girl alliance ain't going to work, and Judd and Candace already kind of know. They ain't come out and said
yes, they have. Everybody knows.
They have, but I'm saying as of watching it,
CBS, yeah.
I know what the feeds say. I ain't watched them yet, but you read everything. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's for the CBS viewers, then they're in for a lot.
I agree. We've got somebody else on the switchboard that I'm interested in hearing her views on the season's cast.
Yay.
I'll bring her up and see what her views are. We've got a lot of people on the switchboard tonight, and I can't wait to hear this person's viewpoint. So let's bring her up. Miss Missy.
Oh, my God. Cherry, Paul, David, Mary, Zoe, hello, and your daughter, David and Mary. I'm sorry, I don't know her name.
Hannah.
How cute. First, I want to say I love how you guys opened the show. I'm so glad to know that Cowboy has decided to work this evening to support his family.
He'll be with us the rest of the season, but he had already committed for tonight. So
I knew there was a reason that I had to call, because Butterfly Kisses was the song that I danced at my wedding with my father.
Wow.
So the beginning of the show brought back many memories for me. I was dancing with my daddy in my head. So
how precious.
Awesomeness. Okay, I'm going to go right into Big Brother because I'm biting at the tongue to go there.
You go right
already.
Missy, just have to say, after my comment last night and what you said about Candace watching the feeds, you were so right. And now go ahead.
Thanks, Paul. Listen, these girls, again, like Cherry had said, on paper in their preseason interviews, you can get a little bit about them. But once those feeds went live, they are totally different people. These girls are, sorry, Zoe, all boobalicious. They're all stuck on themselves. It's actually very irritating and annoying to me, because I thought for sure there would be a little bit better chemistry there, but there's not. It's all about cattiness and prettiness and boobs and glamour and hair extensions, and it's over the top. I feel as though this is going to be another season 9, which was not bad, but it was a younger crew and a wild crew. Very entertaining on the feeds, but as far as for gameplay, they have no strategy. That's just how I feel at this point in time. Aaron, unfortunately for me, watching the feeds today, telling David to be her puppet, being possessive, Aaron has to go. She looks cute. You think she's a Jordan. She's not. Watch those feeds. She's totally opposite of what you guys think. It irritates
Caitlin,
me.
Caitlin seemed like she was causing a lot of drama last night on After Dark. She was going from girl to girl going, she's mad at me, she's mad at me, she's mad at me. And I was just like, girl, get over it. You know, if one girl being a little pissed at you for, you know, 5 minutes is going to upset you that much, you're going to have a big problem in this house.
Ain't Caitlin the one thinks she's the best looking?
No, she's the bartender.
She's the bartender.
She's from Minnesota, and she kept going from girl to girl last night. When After Dark went off, she was up in the HOH talking to Gina Marie, telling her she had been talking to, what was the other girl she was talking to?
Candace,
I believe, telling her about it. But she was going from girl to girl, telling her that Jesse was upset with her. And I was like, okay, you know, it's somebody's going to be upset with you probably this entire season, you know.
Well, it seems like before the feed started rolling, before all of us fans could watch, that there was some kind of confrontation between Alyssa Riley and Aaron.
Right.
We don't know what the
yep.
story is behind that. We hope to see it on Sunday. Maybe CBS will play it for us because it's something live feeders have not been able to watch. So right there is a storyline. We are not sure what happened, but that is what's driving this wedge in this house, as well as Alyssa Riley. I mean, why is she not coming out and saying who she is? Denying that she's a Rachel sister is one of her worst downfalls right now. She needs to just come clean and come right out and say, you know what, guys? You're right. I am her sister. But you know what? I knew you would judge me on that. I want to play a game, and I'm here to play a game. And I think that they would respect her more if she came out like that and said it.
I agree.
Missy, I agree with you as well. And the way she went at it was to reveal to a couple of people. And you don't just reveal to a couple of people, especially early on in the game, and not think
tell
that they're going to.
Tell a couple other people.
Exactly. Missy, I'm curious. Had you ever met Alyssa?
Yes. I've met Alyssa in Vegas two different years, two different
all
times.
Right, so
good time.
How much different is she behaving or acting in the house?
You know what? They're pushing her buttons. You know, if you look at Alyssa, she's kind of on the quiet side. She's not, and I love Rachel to death, you know, and I'm just, you know, giving my opinion here. You know, Rachel's outspoken. She's loud, she's confrontational, she's right in your face. Alyssa's more set back, not trying to engage too much, but they're coming to her. They're coming to Alyssa, and they're making the issue to where Alyssa feels as though, and again, opinion, where she's backed up into this corner, and the only thing that she can do is come out swinging. And that's what you do in Big Brother. You don't let anybody beat you down. You come out swinging. So I think she's taking the proper action at this point in time. Can it be her demise? Will it be her demise? I think so. If she doesn't just fess up right away and say, listen, you know, this is who I am, this is why I didn't, and already we're 2 days into the feed, 6 days in the house, it's a little too late for her. Unfortunately, that's what I think. Hopefully she can turn it around. But again, she also told McCray, who is the head of household, that she is the MVP. Who does that?
I wanted to ask Zoe about that. Zoe? I don't know if your dad told you today or not. When I spoke with your dad earlier today, I had mentioned to him that Alyssa was the MVP. Did he tell you that?
No.
Okay.
He did not.
Okay. She is this week's MVP, and I didn't know if he had mentioned that to you or not. So how do you feel about knowing that Alyssa now has the MVP?
Well, her having an MVP and then knowing that everybody is pretty much hating her, if one person finds out, then, I mean, a lot of people are going to eventually want her out of the house first, not like it's already like that anyways. But,
well,
I mean,
she went up to McCray's room, who has the head of household, and she told him that she had the MVP, and she wanted to work with him on who to nominate and, you know, how they should work it. And one of the things they were trying to figure out today on the live feeds was if she nominates somebody and puts them on the block and her nomination wins the POV and they take themselves down, then does she put somebody else up, or does the head of household then put somebody else up, or how does that work? I don't think they've been given all of the rules yet, and so I think they were trying to figure that out.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is one of the big unknowns. There's been a lot of speculation about it. There's been strategy, you know, kind of revolving around that assumption. But as we all know, at the POV meetings, when somebody pulls themselves off, they've always immediately replaced that nominee. And what are they going to do? They're going to stop it, go for a day, let Alyssa secretly go to the DR and make a nomination. They're not going to say, okay, Alyssa, we're going to out you as the MVP, when they're not supposed to do that. Here's two possibilities in my mind. I think it would be unfortunate, but I think McCray may have to do it, which is totally unfair to him, now having to nominate three people and get three people mad at him. Or if that MVP nominee, if we want to label it as that, comes off the block, maybe Big Brother will say, we're not going to replace it now. This week there's only two.
I think the MVP, unfortunately, there's two scenarios here. Sorry to intervene here, Paul, but, again, I'm trying to figure this out as well. So if anybody does know, please call into the show. We'd love to know if you know for sure. If the person that the MVP nominated for eviction wins the power veto and takes themselves off the block, will the head of household replace the nomination, or will the MVP be able to replace that nomination? Or here's a third twist. Is it possible then that the MVP can be put up on the block?
Because that was what I was about to ask. Just because she's MVP, does that mean that she cannot be put on the block?
I don't know. None of us know at this point in time.
That's what she was asking McCray, too, in the HOH today.
Right. Because McCray kept leading her, maybe I need to put you on the block, but that's okay. You're going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's what was happening today. I think that it would be in their best interest that if that whole scenario should play out, that the person that the MVP nominated for eviction should happen to win power of veto and take themselves off the block. I don't feel, maybe I feel as though the MVP should be allowed so that the dirtiness isn't on the HOH's hands again for a third person, and the MVP cannot be put up as a replacement nom. I think that would make them safe for a week. That's what I'm hoping would work out, and then it would all work because the HOH, like I said, wouldn't have the dirt on their hands for the third person, and the MVP would just have to nominate someone else, and the MVP is safe. So
right.
There's a lot of questions around this.
I don't think the MVP would be allowed to be put up. I just don't see that as happening. But
can I say one thing real fast that I really I think that Alyssa should come clean. But I also think that if she come clean, that if they're real Big Brother fans in a house, I mean, instead of, you know, just people watched a couple seasons and got on it, you know, if they're real Big Brother fans, they're going to suck up to her. They're going to want to suck up to her to meet Rachel and to meet everybody and be in a clique. They're going to keep her in a house.
Okay, so this is where me and David disagree, because I am a huge Big Brother fan. But if Rachel Riley's sister was in that house with me, she'd be gone first.
It seems to me like this cast does not, they're fans where they say that they're fans, but none of them are the true diehards as you and I know a diehard. So they think she looks like somebody. They're putting two and two together, but they don't really know the power behind a Riley, you know?
Well,
so they're not feeling threatened.
Here's the problem that I perceive. Is there's a big fan base out there that obviously got Alyssa that MVP,
could that big fan base continue to vote her MVP for the first several weeks till another favorite?
No, this is the last week.
No, MVP happens all year, David. He's got a good point.
Yeah,
but
I know.
But the thing is, should there not be a rule for CBS that one person can't be MVP back-to-back?
I'm saying these more
and
haters of Rachel.
David, stop.
Whatever.
She's got 80,000 more fans than you do, honey.
Well, I ain't worried about that. I'm saying that but
no,
once,
I don't think
once
it's
it
fair.
Comes out and all the Big Brother fans get involved and be like, we don't want Rachel's sister in it, then I don't think she's got an advantage no more on the MVP.
I think Alyssa has a huge advantage of being MVP every week because of Rachel and her fan base outside of that house.
I do too.
Well, she can have it back to back to back to back.
I agree.
Well, I think there should be a rule like there is for presidents. You can run two terms and that's it.
Good point, Mary.
You can't do it back to back. Let America choose different people.
We've got more people lined up on the switchboard. Missy, do you have anything else you want to say or promote before we carry on?
No, I want you guys to have a good time. Great show again. This is very interesting. I'll continue to be listening. I hope
Missy,
everyone enjoys watching.
Speaking with
team.
You, you are great, and I agree with almost everything you said.
Well, have a good night and have fun, everybody. I'll keep listening. Have fun.
All righty.
Thank you, Missy.
Bye. You're welcome.
Right, bye-bye. Bye. Love you. Okay, we're going to carry on. We've got a couple of people that we haven't heard from in a long time. Let's bring up Miss Anne Marie.
Hey.
Yeah, hi. We haven't heard from you in ages.
Hello, everybody. What a crazy summer this is going to be. And I feel so bad for Alyssa. In my opinion, she can be voted MVP as every week if America wants her to be. And I don't think Alyssa has long for the house, though, because they're ganging up on her. It's terrible. It's like they did with Willie. You know, only she doesn't have that personality like he had. I mean, and she should have shut her mouth. She should have never, if you're MVP, it was supposed to be a secret. And if that person takes themselves off the block, McCrae's going to have to replace him. Because
think about it, it'd be
too messy. You can't have, all right, MVP go in the room again.
Right. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle it. They may ask her ahead of time when she goes in to make her nomination, like who she wants to choose.
Yes,
as,
they may. And they may ask her if he came down.
I don't think it's going
to
be that messy.
Who do you want to replace your nomination if your nomination comes down?
Gary,
and
you just
why did she nominate David? You know, she already nominated.
Right, but Cherry, I think that is a real good, what an observation. That is a real good possibility. So, MVP, who do you want to nominate? Okay,
well, you know, Paul,
Alyssa.
When everybody was guessing the other night how the MVP was going to be played, you know, I probably watched the least online about Big Brother this season as I have on any other season of Big Brother. And it was my guess about how the MVP was going to be played that turned out to be true. So I don't know how I pulled that one out, but somehow I guessed how the MVP was going to be used.
Don't you hate all the changes? Like, it's only 2 hours on the TV Guide Network. They're blocking out the swears. So people are talking, the conversation gets cut.
But
I
guess it would be the MVP that would be picking that third person to go up on the block. And I think they may just ask her when she goes in to make her nomination for, you know.
No, I don't agree. I think McCrae has to do it because he's the head of household.
Can I say something?
Anne-Marie, it's not. See, I'm a huge McCrae fan, so I take
special. I like
McCray
too.
Me too.
No, I don't hate him either. It's just that
no,
I think the head of household.
Anne Marie, it's not his nominations. And you know from being a longtime Big Brother watcher that your nominations can come back to revenge.
Haunted,
be
yeah.
put,
being put on the block and to put him in a position where he's now angering, you know, possibly three other people because somebody could come off the block. He has to. I just think what Cherry said is a real possibility that the DR asks Alyssa, if your nominee is taken off, who would be your second one? And I think that is a real good possibility, Cherry.
I just think that's giving her too much power.
So can I say something?
Yeah.
Because by Julie Chen, before the show even started, she talked about the airplane theme of the house. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The arrows, the room looking like an airplane room, stuff like that. So what if it's a thing, what goes up must come down?
No.
So she puts him up, he comes down, therefore she goes up.
That's what I'm worried about. I think she could go, if her guy comes off, I think I don't know if she is safe. They didn't make that clear.
Julie has said that the airplane theme is a big theme in the game.
Yeah.
So I've thought about it, and I've thought about it. What does it mean, airplane theme's big in the game? Well, you know, an airplane lands and
right.
An airplane goes up.
Well,
so
I wonder if somebody else needs to come towards
somebody up. That person comes down, they put you up.
First of all, let's see what Zoe thinks. Zoe, what do you think? How do you think that the MVP nomination will be handled if the nominee from the MVP wins the POV and they take themselves down? Oh, first of all, we've got a caller that I have to pick up right away. Cowboy.
What's going on, everybody?
How
cowboy.
Hey,
cowboy.
You,
did I pick you up quick enough?
What?
Did I pick you up quick enough?
You did. I didn't even push one. I was just going to listen and see what y'all were talking about.
She was asking Zoe a question.
Y'all
never know
when I'm listening.
We were talking about if the MVP's pick, if their nomination goes on the block and they play for POV and they win the POV and they take themselves off the block, does the MVP then pick another nomination, or does the HOH have to then pick another nomination, or how is that going to be handled?
I hope it's the HOH.
That's what I said, Cowboy.
That's what I say.
I don't think, you know, I think that's I agree with you, Cowboy. I think it'll be too messy. I mean, that would be insane.
Here's what I said, Cowboy. I think that when, you know how each house guest goes in and makes their choice of who they want to see go? I think when Alyssa goes in, when the MVP goes in, they will ask her, if your pick is taken down off the block, who will be your nomination to go up in place of them?
So do we have an idea of right now who the two will be going on the block? Do we know that yet?
Yeah,
we already know
three.
Who's on the block. Jesse.
Who is?
Jesse.
Candace.
And Candace.
And David.
And then the MVP, which is Alyssa, put up David.
I don't know why she put him up.
Well, because
there's a showmance apparently between David and
Oh, is that why? Well, I would have put up the girl.
Alyssa wants an all-girl alliance. She ain't putting up no girls.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's sure fighting with them.
Yeah, they're not
Candace
liking her.
Was put up by the HOH, and David was put up by Alyssa, the MVP.
And
wow.
She told on herself.
And like it was said in our chat room by Charlie, Alyssa told McCray that she was the MVP. McCray actually told Amanda, and Amanda kind of has a big mouth.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's going to know this story. They already know she's...
I tell you what, by Amanda's Bible video that I watched, I knew that she was going to be loud, and basically she's going to think that she's bulletproof. and what's going to happen is it's going to come back and it's going to bite her in the butt.
You know, sometimes... Hey, Cowboy.
Hey, Paul.
I did play your intro for Zoe. I think she liked it, although we haven't given her a great amount of chance to talk. I think Zoe is just enjoying all this conversation, but tell your dad what you thought of his intro.
Well, I thought the intro was very neat. I wasn't expecting it at all.
Well, you know what? You know, Big Brothers expect the unexpected. So, I called Paul and I said, you know what, I want to do something special for my daughter. I appreciate her, you know, stepping into my shoes. And, you know, my daughter is amazing. I mean, she helps me. Sorry. Oh. Yeah, she helps me out so much all the way around. And I couldn't ask for a better kid.
Well,
while you're composing yourself, we had Missy was on the air, and she said that was a special song for her to hear because she danced with her daddy at her wedding to that song.
Well, I tell you what, I've been a huge fan of Bob Carlisle. Back in 2000, I got to hear him live in concert, and, you know, I heard that song, and I said, you know what, one day I'm going to have a daughter. And I'm going to be able to play that for her. And so it's just, and it fits great with Zoe and I's personality because, you know, our religion is very strong. And that's, I don't know if she shared this, but, you know, that's kind of another reason why we like Howard is because we feel like that he's strong in his beliefs and he helps with youth. And, you know, I really hope that Howard can go far because I see Howard giving back to the fans at the end, you know, helping with charities and stuff like that. I see that. But, you know, I like Elise as well. You know, I've got to support her just because, you know, she's already a part of the family. And, you know, I got a chance to meet her a few years back in Vegas. And, you know, I tell you what, that whole family is a real super nice family. And I'm really
proud. Yeah, she seems really nice.
Absolutely. You know, I tell you what, I think that, you know, she's going to be a strong competitor as well. I just hope that they don't use that she's Rachel's sister to get her out. I really hope
they,
that she can play. I really
they
hope
think
she
she's making 20,000, Cowboy. There's one girl says they think she's a setup and she's going to be paid $20,000. They were talking about that today. I mean, those stories they're making up are insane.
Well, you know, Anne-Marie, I tell you what, those are rumors. And I tell you what, I don't think that she got a $20,000 check.
No,
I really don't. I really think that she's in there playing the game just like everyone else.
Yeah, me too, but that's what the girls. You know, a girl starts a rumor and it goes around and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Absolutely. Dang women.
And these women are catty. I was telling Sherry.
Tell one, tell them all.
They're pretty girls. And I thought Jessie was funny because I think she went into shock because she wasn't expecting. She thought she was so pretty.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All these pretty girls. But they could have done a little bit better in picking the men.
They didn't give us girls a lot of eye candy.
No. Not
at
all.
I'm okay with that.
That I'm sure would like to say hi
okay?
to you. Cowboys. So I'm going to bring him up real quick so he can say hi to you before you leave.
Okay.
Chi-Town Joe.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Zoe.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Cowboy. How you doing, everyone? 6.5 million watched the show last night, the opener.
Wow.
6.5 million.
Joe is our informant. He's always giving us those.
Well, you guys are taking away a lot of the stuff so far that I got left.
Informant. I like that.
You know,
those little tidbits of info that we just love.
Do you know how they have that the room with the airplanes and everything, right?
Right.
Epcot.
we haven't talked about the Have Not room yet.
That
have
is,
you seen it?
It's unbelievable.
Is it,
yeah,
is it the airplane room?
Yeah.
It's an air. No. It's a. We haven't seen. If you haven't watched the feeds or late night, you haven't seen the Have Not room. The
no,
Have
I didn't.
Not
I
room.
Watched the late night.
Yeah, is one side of it is a aeroplane mm-hmm. with windows, and the Have Nots have to sleep on aeroplane chairs, like if you were flying an aeroplane.
I think it's cool, Zoe and I. She did watch that with me before I went to work. It was kind of cool. You know, you had a flight attendant, you know, acting the part. She did very good.
Amanda,
you know,
yeah.
So, you know, I think that, you know, they're making the best of what that can be. But, I mean, it's hard for me to sleep in airplane chairs. So that would be tough. But
oh,
I get shocked. That's so different to have, you know, something like that, to have not. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it would have been my year. I'd sleep as soon as I get on tarmac before it takes off.
That's crazy.
You know, I tell you, speaking of have-nots, what do you think about Jeremy not going to be a have-not all summer long? I mean,
wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's a change.
And, boy, he
that's
talked
a
David right off of that popsicle.
I know. That was great. Hey,
he was smart.
We're talking about, while we're talking
go, David,
about room.
Go, David. Go, David.
Yeah.
They're not even going after him. They don't even care. They're, right now, they're going after Elise. Is that her name?
Elisa.
I feel so bad. Right before I called, she was in the kitchen crying. Because they're breaking her down.
Right. But Anne-Marie, we were talking about the have-not rooms and that type of thing. I have to, at some point, comment on the front of the new Big Brother house with a live audience in there. I love that. I love that new set. It is awesome. What do you guys think?
Oh, gorgeous.
Zoe even told me last night, I was like, dang, Dad, they've really remodeled, didn't they? I said, yeah. So she even commented that she liked it.
It's
even
like
my husband
up.
Noticed
right.
that, and he's not one to really notice a lot of, you know, the detail.
I wish
like
they'd give them $1 million instead of half.
They should. But it's like Canada. That's like the front of the set in Canada.
That's
Big Brother.
What I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
They had to step our game up a little.
Watching Big Brother Canada, I thought, wow. There's a lot of things they can take from Big Brother Canada and put in Big Brother America, and it'll spice it up. Because, you know, Big Brother's kind of been the same, and you know what's going to happen.
Right.
You know?
Well,
right.
I tell you,
oh, you mean like American Idol is going to get stale?
Right.
Yeah. But,
well,
you know, they can
right.
take,
to
because
me,
it's the same producers who did Canada.
Right.
So maybe they just tried it out on Canada to see how Canada, and they knew America was going to watch it, to see how they would react to it.
Well, I tell you what, I think that this year is going to be a lot tougher to play the game. When I did Big Brother, there was 82 days. After my season, they kind of started cutting down days. And this season, they're going 90 days. I mean, that is exhausting. And then to be able to have three people now, and you're not going to know what's going on. They're making the game harder. But, you know, when the numbers get down, they got to stop the three because it's going to get to a point where you're not going to be able to put three people on the block.
Yeah,
so,
I'm sure
I mean,
they will change it once the numbers get down low.
Cowboy,
absolutely.
How many people were in the house when you were there?
14.
I can't imagine how 16 people are using one bathroom.
Well, you know, for one, I mean, I had a different house than what they're using now. But, I mean, it looks like that bathroom is a little bit bigger. But if you look, don't the HOH have a bathroom as well? So technically
right.
there's two bathrooms in there.
Oh, yeah.
To me, last night, the funniest line on the entire show was when they were introducing themselves. And Jeremy, I think it was, or was it, no, Judd, said, I thought I was going to be considered the dumbest guy in the house. And then I met Mike.
Judd.
Yeah, that was Judd.
Yeah.
And my husband and I both just about rolled. That was the funniest line of last night's show on CBS.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
Was the best. And he was so right. Mike stood up and he goes, yeah, I'm a beach lifeguard, and I like to have fun, and yeah. And that was all he said.
Yeah. You know, I say just give him some more drugs and he'll be all good. He was a little bit out there. He reminds me of a stoner, we would call it. You know, he's born, you know, in this time, but he's stuck in the 60s, you know.
Whatever he's taking must be good for his hair.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? It almost looks like he's got Crisco in it. You know how it kind of waves to one side. You know, I mean, it's stuck like that. I mean, shoot, he's going to spend more time in that mirror than Jason Savage did in last season.
I think that you're going to see, I think these people are going to explode. I think, you know, like how it happened with Willie. There's so many people, because if you saw, what is the black guy's name? What's his?
Howard.
He was walking around very, you know, like, what's going on? I don't, you know, I just, I think their thoughts are killing them.
Well, you know, I would say, Anne-Marie, I think after about 2 or 3 weeks, there aren't going to be you can't float in that house the way it's going to be set up this year. And I just wanted to say, did you know why McCray told Amanda?
I missed that, Joe.
He told her about Elisa because he told her on purpose because he knew she had Amanda had a big mouth and would tell everybody else, and that would be less blood, so he could go a couple more weeks. So they wouldn't take it out on him by putting up two girls.
That's smart. But real quick, because I'm going to have to clock back in and go back to work. Real quick, I love how we plan our shows on air. Cherry Paul, 4th July next Thursday, we still doing it? I'm okay with it. I'm pretty sure. If not, I will let y'all know in the middle of the week. I don't know if we're doing anything special, but I don't think that we are. Or do you want, out of respect to everyone, I mean, what do y'all want to do?
Okay.
It's up to y'all.
All right, I will pipe in, Joe. I think it was you and I, Cherry, that did a July 4th show a couple of years ago in the first year that we were doing it. We thought, oh, no, nobody's going to show up.
Right.
We had lots of people that showed up. Was that not true, Cherry?
It was.
Okay, sounds good. I mean,
isn't the show going to be on Thursday nights too?
No, the show is on Wednesday.
Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah. So,
you guys aren't having two shows a week, just one?
We do Manic Mondays.
Okay, good.
Yeah. That's still on.
All right, Cowboy, I'm so glad you found the time to call in. It was a special treat that you were able to do that, and you'll be proud of Zoe. She's doing a good job.
Well, thank you, Zoe. And Paul and Cherry, I'll touch base with you on the next few days, and we can discuss more. But thank you so much to the fans, podcast, people in the chat room. Without you guys, we wouldn't have a show, so thank you so much. And special thanks to my daughter. Thank you so much, honey, and I will talk to y'all later. Love you guys.
Thanks for calling in, Cowboy.
Bye, Cowboy.
Just talk to you later, Cowboy.
Bye, Cowboy.
Can I ask Zoe a question?
Absolutely.
Zoe, now that you've graduated, and congratulations on that, is your dad letting you watch the feeds at night on that TVGN?
I watched some during the day because we recorded it. And
oh, okay.
Really,
but you're watching that TVGN, right?
TVGN, yes.
Yeah, you're not watching the regular feeds.
No.
Okay, yeah, because it's a little rough. The Leafs, they've been censoring them, and a lot of people are kind of mad about that because they thought they weren't. Right, Paul? You actually had talked to them.
Right. Well, yeah, I was, from the information the vice president, producer of TVGN, gave a reporter, that they weren't going to cut things that much. I was kind of surprised when the swear words were basically bleeped out. People were going, why is my audio cutting out? Well, if you were watching the feeds and you heard where they were cutting, they apparently have enough of a delay where they can block the swear words. So,
there's a lot of swearing in the house.
The first week, in case people didn't catch it, the first week of the Big Brother After Dark is commercial-free.
Well, I still keep on getting a feed on the bottom of all the, like, what's playing next. So it's kind of frustrating, so I'm not going
to watch it. You guys like the changes, Joe? And do you like that it's gone to CBS and it's only 2 hours?
No, I would prefer, as always, that's one thing I always look forward to was Showtime.
Yeah, you too.
Because that was unfiltered, and, you know, you could still get the feeds if you wanted, right, guys? But it was nice. See, I have a very large TV, and it's nice to watch it on a larger screen, because when it's on CBS, it's not the full screen,
right.
But when it's on Showtime, it's the full long screen.
Right. And it was 3 hours, and a lot of times it was that last hour that the action would start.
The action was going there this morning.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They were up on the West Coast until at least 4 in the morning, which means 6 a.m. my time. 7 a.m. in your time, Anne-Marie. I mean, there's some of these house guests that are staying up awfully late, which I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was watching them until 7 o'clock our time, Paul.
Yeah.
And they were still up, a lot of them. Gina Marie had hurt her foot because they had to have not competition. And spoiler alert, if you want to do the sound effect, Paul.
We kind of said at the beginning of our show, Joe, for
that
people.
We're going to just do it, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, how cool.
Thank you. The have-nots for the week are Howard, Alyssa, Judd, Andy, and Helen. It was quite funny yesterday because they don't have Chef Joe with them this year. Because Chef Joe really made that slop last year a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I'm telling you. They had a treat last year. They didn't know.
We wanted to
didn't know what they had last year in Chef Joe. They didn't appreciate him enough.
Well, his show's back, coming back on YouTube, so everybody
so
keep an
that.
Eye out. Somebody,
Speaking
some woman met him at Adam's party in New York yesterday.
I was going to ask you about the party. Thanks for transitioning. How was that?
It was okay. And we saw not everybody. They need a better shoot. You know, people that know how to handle microphones. And when you ask a question into your microphone, and then of a reality star, you're supposed to put the microphone in front of the reality star for an answer. You know, they weren't doing that.
Oh, God.
So we did see Porsche, and everybody was happy to see Crazy James, because Crazy James doesn't look like Crazy James. You know, he's a normal guy now, you know.
Wow.
Adam was great. Porsche was hot. I can tell you, Miss Epic, the Portuguese princess herself, was so beautiful. Her dress was it was perfect for summer, but they need more room to work in, you know, and that. So, and they had over 300 people. They didn't get to Enzo or JoJo, who looked great. Gen City, I shot a picture of what Gen City looked like. Mm. And you would have to say, Cherry, Gen City, like, knocked it out of the park.
Absolutely.
And if you get to see her pictures.
She's great, though.
I'll put up some pictures later on. But and it was 95 yesterday in New York City,
mm-hmm.
for that who aren't in that area. So it got real crazy,
yeah.
You know, with drinking. And I had heard that people that were reality stars were having a hard time because it was hot in there, and then they couldn't really watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they wanted to watch. You know, well, you have all these fans that just want to take pictures and,
mm-hmm.
and talk to them. But anyways, this one woman met Joe Arvin and at the party, and she wrote me and asked me to be a Facebook friend. And I looked and I saw the pictures and her thing. She was from Brooklyn, about 45. And I said, sure. I confirmed her and all that. She thought I was Joe Arvin.
Hey, I want to mention to some of the people that are just joining us right now on the air. You're used to our Thursday shows being at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. This season of Big Brother, you're going to have to switch gears. We're going an hour earlier, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, per Cowboys request.
Yes,
but
we're going to be starting the show an hour early. So
yeah.
I think on Blog Talk,
I like it.
Actually set a reminder on Blog Talk, and Blog Talk will actually remind you of the show. So if you go to the Blog Talk main page, you can set reminders on there, and it will send you a reminder to your Facebook page or your
is that what you do, Cherry?
Email, and it will remind you about our show. So
I'm glad it's early because I'm older.
But we do have two showmances going on.
Yeah,
and we know that the one between David and Aaron is very jealous of David and wanted to keep him. She yelled at him so bad today. It was terrible.
Well, that all came from her seeing him and really what I understand was a pretty innocent conversation with Alyssa. He basically was talking to Alyssa because everybody was pretty sure that she was MVP and he got nominated. So he got into conversation. Aaron does not like Alyssa one bit. He
nope.
got upset that David, you know, her boyfriend, if we will, was talking to her enemy. And just went off on him. Now, the other showmance, I don't know if we can call it a triangle or not, Joe. Highlight that.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird. Jesse, you know, who thinks she's God's gift to men.
I know.
Hey, what do you think about that, David? Anyhow, she wants Jeremy. And in the early portions of the evening, she tried to sit as close as to him as she could, and that was not working.
Mm.
And he ended up with our beautiful girl from Minnesota, our bartender. And that kind of calmed her down, right, Paul?
Yeah. Here's how it all started. When Jesse first got in the house, she kind of had eyes for Nick. And then after a while, she had also said she was going in there looking for a showman. And after a while, she was talking with Caitlin and said, I kind of like Jeremy. And Caitlin said, yeah, I kind of do too. And they kind of both thought they would mess with him. And then Jesse, really started, being real possessive and saw Jeremy and Caitlin kind of snuggling or getting close, and she went off on Jeremy about it last night and got upset with Caitlin. And oh my goodness, it's like a little triangle going on there, which is adds to the whole watching.
That reminds me of Danielle and what was her name?
Oh yeah, like Danielle and Shane.
And Danielle and the one who that evil dick threw the cup of water over her head or whatever.
Oh, you mean like Jen?
Jen, when Jen was really jealous over Danielle with Nick.
Oh, okay, you're talking. Yeah,
so
you're
true.
Oh,
that's a very good comparison.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took me a second what year you were talking about.
Yeah, it's season 8, but.
Yeah.
She got very jealous so quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
It was something else.
Terry, Paul, if it's okay, we need to let y'all go. We got some problems. I've had to answer 2 beeps. But nothing to do with my family. It is to do with my other family.
Okay.
Not David's family. Okay.
I hope everything's okay.
Just say a prayer for us all.
Well,
I do need to take care of some business. Zoe, honey, we love you, and we cannot wait to see you again.
I love you too, Mary and David.
Hey, Zoe.
See you guys so soon.
And FaceTime Hannah.
Zoe, you talk too much.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Daddy, all you do is talk, and we can't get a word in otherwise.
Call me soon, Mary.
Yeah, Sherry, call me, okay?
All right, hon. You
call
take
me tomorrow
care, babe.
If you want, and I'll talk to you a lot.
Okay, hon.
Okay, bye, Chantel. Zoe, I love you.
I love you too, and I love you too, David.
Well, okay.
If you want to watch a really good party in Chicago, it's the Blackhawks victory party.
Well, if you want to run a really good race in Louisville, it's the Urban Stampede on August 24th.
I would love to come. I really would.
Okay, then
I'm thinking about Manchester.
Well, you can do them both.
It's hard to fly.
Because I've got some Redneck Islanders coming to Louisville.
Well, see, I would rather come to Louisville because Jesse's up there. And,
Joe,
you
gotta let they have to get going here, bud.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, if you could get Jesse involved in that, because he lives in Louisville.
Jesse's going to be in the Big Brother house again this year. You don't know that?
I know he will for a day.
It's probably going to be during my event, like last year.
Yeah. Well, I know some other wrestlers.
To get him for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Love you guys.
Good talking to you both.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just so you know, right now, the veto comp has started. So it'll be over before BBAD. In that, who is playing is McCray, Cassie, Jesse, David, Howard, Elisa, And Gina Marie is hosting.
All right. Who is Cassie? You mean?
Candace,
okay.
Yeah, because she's in there. She's up. McCray
put
her up.
That. They, let's talk about production and what we talk about every year. How is it possible with those odds, Sherry or Zoe, that Alyssa, in her position, gets picked to play the POV?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really?
Well, she's got to play. I don't know if she's as good as her sister, though. She's a nice girl, but I don't think I haven't. Is she really good at comps? You can't really tell you, right?
Well, she's a yoga instructor, and she's got to have a lot of flexibility and a lot of strength.
Well, that's right. Yeah, she did those twirls. Yeah, she's good.
She's got to have a lot of body strength.
Conspiracy theory is what I was asking.
Oh, I don't know.
I just hope she gets. I hope she gets the POV because they're so after her.
Yeah, they're really after her. I mean,
I say, Zoe, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The girl hasn't done nothing but be related to Rachel, and then
they're intimidated by her.
Oh, yeah.
So,
see, somebody said, can they put Brendan in the house? Somebody needs to calm down Rachel's sister.
Oh, God.
But it was kind of funny later in the evening. I don't know if you were up watching it on the regular feeds, Paul, when they first ate slop. Did you see that?
What do you mean when they first ate slop? They've been on slop for 5 days now.
No, they haven't. Yesterday was the first day of slop.
Yeah, it seemed like because they have cans out.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
And the one that took it the hardest was Helen.
Let me
put it in a nice way. She had a lot of gas afterwards.
That's what I'm saying with those bathrooms. That stuff really goes...
She had a lot of gas going on.
So embarrassing.
And it was there, and it was so bad, everybody had to go to the other side of the other rooms. They had to clear out the kitchen.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
Poor
but
girl.
But that's very true what happened. Because I guess her body isn't adjusted. That's why I was saying it's so bad that Joe Arvin wasn't around or they didn't have a cookbook.
it's like when you eat oatmeal and blueberries, a fiber, clear out.
Yeah,
let's,
but it was really funny.
It's time to have a little bit of talk time here. We haven't heard much from Zoe.
Yeah.
Zoe, let's hear some of your thoughts on the show and what you, I know you took a lot of notes about the show. Let's let you take over the show for a while and let's hear some of your notes and what you've had to think about the show and some of your notes on the show.
Okay, well, I don't know if you guys saw or not, but the mustache room. I don't know what it is about mustache, but I thought that was just cool how they had put mustaches all over the room. So I just thought that was something neat. But Nick, he is so crazy. Dad and I thought he was probably one of the craziest guys in the house that we have seen this season. Because he's just weird. He has that crazy outgoing personality. He's just crazy. I don't know any other way to put it.
Do you think he's going to go far this season?
I think he could.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I really think he could.
Zoe,
I
watched a little bit of him when the feeds came on, and he almost reminds me a little bit of how, I don't know, I was going to say, no, I'm not going to. He is really quite a strategist and is really playing the game.
No.
He's really playing the game pretty intensely, and he's got an alliance that he's part of. We've got the name of it. It's called the Moving Company. And he is very impressive. I'm glad you brought Nick up because I think he could go quite a ways. I agree with you, Zoe. What else you got in your notes?
My dad mentioned too, Howard. My dad and I are huge Christian people, and I'm in part of the youth at my church, and I just think it's cool that he cares about
people and family, and he's into that because it reminds me of my dad so much. And I think that's one reason why I do like Howard so much, is because he is a family guy and that he has that passion for family. And I think, like my dad had said too, if he did win, I think he would put a lot back to the fans and towards family and people.
I'd like to see him win. It would be the first black person, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I agree with you too, Zoe. He is, we haven't seen much of him on TV because mainly the women on the feed, mainly the women are what the show is about right now. They're causing all the stuff, and he's just kind of, he is such a cool dude,
mm-hmm.
and he's a strong dude, and I feel very strongly that he's going to have a long stay in the house. I'm looking forward to seeing more of Howard, Zoe.
Yes, I am too. I think he's such a great guy just from the little bit we have seen. I think he will go far, and I personally do hope that he makes it there and that he does maybe win.
And I think a lot of the women respect him in the house because he's very open about his religion, and he has his book, the Good Book, and he keeps to himself.
Yes.
He said in his bio that he analyzes everything, and I'm hoping that, you know, they don't take his analyzing people and analyzing situations too seriously and think he's, you know, just strategizing all the time.
Yeah.
That's my one concern about Howard is I don't, you know, I hope that he's not off in the corner, you know, analyzing things and they think he's just sitting there strategizing all the time, you know.
Yeah, right.
Well, I want to point out from the house guests that have talked about him when he's not been around, there's been several. McCray, I'm just worried about, of course, he's my boy from Minnesota, and I think mm-hmm. he's doing a good job, but he has got so many alliances going. But people
right.
have come up, they come up into the HOH room and talk to him, and they start bringing up other people that they feel that, you know, McCray and this other person's alliance could trust and bring into their alliance. And everyone says, I trust Howard. So far, he has got a good reputation in the house.
I think the women are going to knock each other out first.
Yeah,
I like you bringing up Howard too, because I'm a fan of his.
Yes, Howard's one of my favorite right now, and I hope he really does go far. And so, I just
who do you dislike the most right now, Zoe?
Who do I dislike the most right now?
You personal, not your dad's. Your personal opinion.
Person that I probably dislike the most is, I can't remember if it was her, Gina Marie, I think.
Oh, Staten Island.
Staten Island, yeah.
She's just, I don't know what it is about her. I don't really like her.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's just.
Comes on
really
too strong.
Do what?
She comes on too strong.
Yes.
You know what? I understand that feeling. But watching the feeds, I think she, my first impression has changed since watching more of her. I think you'll probably see a different side, and you might change your feelings. But time will tell.
Right.
I think the cutest girl in the house is David. after the fashion show, huh, Zoe? The fashion show?
Zoe,
did you see that?
On TV Guide?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wore a pink outfit.
Oh,
a pink dress.
Did you
yeah, they had them all
Zoe?
Made up.
That was funny.
Zoe, did you get to see the fashion show?
No, I didn't.
It was a pageant.
Okay. They did a fashion show on the second hour of After Dark last night on TVGN, and Aaron and David played Skipper and Ken. I don't know if you know who those are, but back in the day, there was Barbie and Skipper and Ken. And Aaron played Skipper, and David played Ken. They had David dressed up in this bright neon pink, very low-cut pink dress that was very, very tight.
Oh, my God.
And very, very short.
Spandex.
Yes,
spandex. I mean, that just isn't a pleasant view at all.
And it was so funny to see him dressed up like he was. He had a pink hat on to match, and they were both escorted down the runway I get Jeremy and Judd, the two names mixed up.
Right.
Was it Judd that was doing the escorting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he escorted them down, you know, to be introduced, and they stood there, and she talked for a bit and introduced herself as a Skipper and said, you know, my likes are, and that kind of thing. And then all he could, he took the what was supposed to be the microphone, which was a kitchen ladle, and said, and I'm Ken. And then he just kind of busted up laughing, and they turned around and walked back down the runway. He couldn't even get anything else out. They were laughing so hard. But it was quite a scene to see
nice
him
wings.
Dressed up like a woman, to say
I
the least.
I personally was more, I liked Urkel, a.k.a. McCree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was cool. Yes.
And I didn't understand how they went from it being him winning to it being up against him and Ken being the final two to them all of a sudden giving it to Helen.
Yeah, I'm talking about it today.
So, I don't know. But we've got somebody else on the switchboard I want to bring up real quick. We haven't heard from her in ages, and I can't wait to say hi. This is one of our dear friends from quite a long time ago. We haven't heard from so long. Natasha.
Hey, everybody.
How are you?
I am good. How are y'all?
We're doing great. It's so good to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you.
Welcome back to the Reality Family.
Hey, Paul. What'd you say, Terry?
Welcome back to the Rad Reality Family.
Well, thank you.
We've missed you.
I've missed y'all, too. I've just been busy running kids and taking care of everybody, and you know how that goes.
For our listeners who don't know how special you are to us, why don't you tell them your connection to the Big Brother world?
My best friend was on Big Brother 12, Kathy Hillis, and when she was in the house, I discovered the Rad Reality Show, and Ron and I got close, and I got close to others there, Paul and Cherry, and they were a great, great support to us while she was in the house and just hold a special place in our heart.
I will never, ever forget that I shared a very special moment when I was talking to you on Skype or on telephone, and your phone rang the day after the finale, or the night
of the finale. When she called.
Yes, Kathy had just gotten out, and one of her first phone calls, if not the first, was to Natasha, and I happened to be on the other end and listen to her reuniting with her best friend. So tell me, how is Kathy doing?
Actually, Kathy has had a rough couple of weeks. You know, her cat is like her baby. You know, when she was diagnosed with cancer and found out she couldn't have more children, she got this cat. And I know a lot of people say, oh, it's just an animal. And
no.
I'm not a cat person, but
well,
I'm very sympathetic to her situation because she got this cat while she was going through cancer and has had it for many, many years. And anyway, her cat got cancer, and she had to put her to sleep last week. So she's had a hard time with that, and then she's gone back to work, and everything's back to normal. And she's sick. Actually, her son just came over. I had cooked chicken and dumplings for her. That's what she wanted, and he came by and picked it up and took it over there to her.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. Oh my God, I cried for a month for a cat.
She had
her dog.
She
had
to give it.
Tell Kathy that we totally get that. We animal lovers that have had our own pets know how devastating that is. So don't minimize it for my account, at least.
Right. I mean, I'll tell you how much it meant to her. She took this cat to Dallas to a specialist and was going to have surgery, and then they found out it had spread to the heart and everything. And so, anyway, she has the cat buried at the pet cemetery and had a full funeral with casket and everything. And this cat really was a part of her family. It was her baby. You know, she has one
they
son.
Are.
Have more children, so anyway, so she's struggling through that.
Mm-hmm.
But,
oh, well. Send her my praise. Oh, I know what she's going through.
Natasha, I you mentioned that you haven't been able to keep up too closely for this current Big Brother, but you've been watching previous seasons. You do know that there's an Arkansan on the cast this year. Are you?
I do, and I have watched some of the feeds this year. Now, I've watched the show, and I've watched After Dark, and I've watched some of the feeds.
Do you think about Spencer?
You know, I haven't really formed too much of an opinion of him yet. At first, you know, those first initial interviews when they go to get them, it's so set up that it's hard to really form an opinion. In the house, like I said, I've not been glued to the feeds. The little that I've seen on there, he seems a little sarcastic.
Yeah, he did.
And he doesn't. I haven't seen him talk and interact very much, but when he has, he seemed a little sarcastic to me. That's just what I've seen, and hasn't been a whole lot. I did catch a little of the argument with Alyssa and Howard.
Wait a minute. Howard?
Howard had a fight with her?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. No, that was Jeremy.
You're right, Jeremy.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Howard's the Christian from Mississippi, right?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yep.
Alyssa and Jeremy. I caught that. Gina Marie does not seem as annoying on the feeds as she did on the first episode to me.
Right.
She seems more like she's
calm down.
And I guess maybe if you're living there with her, it could be a little overpowering, but she just seems like a ball of fun at this point.
Yes.
Let's see, what else? David, I hope he didn't have to sign too much paperwork because I'm not sure he could remember how to spell his name. That poor guy. And like I said,
that's the best one of the night.
The first episode, I just don't put too much credibility into the first episode just because of things I've seen. And so, you know, I thought when he was just acting like that, I thought, okay, he's supposed to play this surfer guy. But then I've been watching the feeds, and I'm like, oh, wow. And then
he
and Aaron.
He really doesn't have much depth.
Wow.
Natasha,
Aaron, I really liked Aaron at first.
Yeah.
And she has disappointed me a little bit so far.
because
she hooked up with
David?
I thought she was going to turn out to be kind of a little more likable than she's been. And for her to fall for David,
yes,
of all people,
all right,
OMG,
Sherry.
I was just so surprised. I was like, how can she hook, you know, how can she have a showmance with, of
mm-hmm.
all people, David?
That's what I want to ask you, ladies. Do you think it's because she has this relationship with David that we're changing our feelings about her?
I don't, not necessarily me, although that is very shocking because, in my opinion, when, you know, you are attracted to someone, it's because you either have something in common with them, you can, they have a good personality, they make you laugh, you can hold a good conversation with them, they're smart, or they're, you know, and even nice looking. And from chin up, I don't think he's all that nice looking. But when he opens his mouth, everything from chin down is forgotten as well.
Yeah. Natasha,
I couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, good observation. I want to ask you about this, the largest alliance that we got a peek into.
Mm-hmm.
McCray, Nick,
mm-hmm.
Jeremy, Spencer, and Howard are in an alliance called the Moving Company. And it's, to me, if it stays together, could be pretty strong because they really have their own little things going elsewhere, and I don't think people really realize that that is a group that would have an alliance. What do you think about that group?
Yeah, I think that if they can keep it on the down low, no one would ever suspect it because they are so different. I liked Alyssa's thoughts going in about an all-girl alliance, but they have some very beautiful girls on this cast, but there's so many catty personalities that
yes,
will never
yeah.
work. And in this alliance that you're talking about with the guys, it's best if they work on the side, you know, do their own thing on the side to keep the reflection off of them, but they don't let any of the girls know. Because
yeah,
I think
they keep that alliance. You're right, Natasha. I think the guys have a good chance of going father.
Mm-hmm.
These girls are
the
so
girls
catty,
are never gonna
so soon.
Stay together.
Yes, yeah, I think so too. And yes, it is very soon for all the cattiness. It's very, very
oh
soon.
My God.
Now, Helen is, I think that she's well liked and she's someone to keep an eye on.
Yep.
Well, she's smart.
Yeah, she's very smart and she's under the radar. She's, you know, not all over the place. I will say, in Alyssa's defense, I do feel bad that
she gets
picked on at this point because she's Rachel's sister. But, you know, I mean, she had to have known that that was an option.
Natasha, do you think she should have just said, I am Rachel's sister, and just said, listen, I'm just here to play? Do you think she should have told them?
As much as she looks like Rachel and has the same mannerisms, yes.
Yeah.
If she didn't look so much like her or have so many mannerisms, and, you know, there's some really super fans in there like McCray, and, yeah, she should have told them up front.
I think so.
It's the same like Willie. When Willie went in, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
he looked like the twin.
Right.
Yeah.
It was so spooky. He had to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Natasha, I don't know. You probably caught it, but I don't know if you got a chance to say hi to our special fill-in host, Zoe, who is Cowboy's daughter. Did you hear that? I don't know when you came on the show.
I heard her talking, but I didn't know it was Cowboy's daughter. Hi, Zoe. I know your dad.
Hi.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm good.
I live not far from y'all. I live in Texarkana.
Okay.
Yeah, she knows. She knows your dad quite well.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to think. I don't really. Those are the ones that really stood out. I'm shocked that there's seems to be two showmances already.
And, you know, Erin was one that she talked about her morals and how she really, you know, didn't think she would have a showmance because, you know, being, you know, a Texas girl with the morals that she had, she, you know, mm-hmm. didn't expect to have a romance in the house. And here she is, one of the first ones to almost immediately start up a showmance.
Listen, we all talked about what we think about David. Do you think that she knew that she could wrap him around her finger and that's why she established that showmance with him?
I agree.
That's the
I think
only
all,
reason
I think,
yeah, Paul.
I think that each lady in the house has, with the exception of course, a married woman, has staked out a different male to kind of piggyback on in this particular series
beginning. No offense, but what a group of males.
Well, I mean,
you
have some good ones. You have a couple of good ones.
Yeah.
You know?
Why they're grabbing them, the couple, David. I mean,
well,
you know.
I'm talking, you know, like, no matter what anybody says about Jeremy, he was very smart, as Paul pointed out earlier, to get David to jump down
off
of the popsicles. And
you know,
Caitlin
kind of remind me, when I saw them on the couch last night, they kind of remind me of the two stars of Twilight, since they made that
reference to him in Twilight.
And then now her, I was looking at her, and I said, you know, she kind of resembles that girl, too.
In a way,
yeah. Like Twilight.
Yeah, because Dave already put pictures up in one of the group pages of Jeremy, and then another picture right next to him of Taylor Lautner.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, they've already put those two together. Because
yeah.
He's 6'5".
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, but he's 6'5", and he weighs about 204 pounds.
Wow.
And that's not a lot for being 6'5".
No.
But he, like Missy was saying yesterday, a lot of women watch Big Brother, and they like the bad boys, you know, and he could be ultimately a bad boy in the long run, but he seems very smart to
me.
We've
got somebody else on the switchboard that wants to join us and say hi. We haven't heard from him in a while as well, so I'm going to add another one to our party line here and let him say hi. We've got Mr. Ben Holder, how are you, Ben?
Oh, you can call me Boom Boom.
Boom Boom Boom.
What's up?
How you doing, Ben?
Good. How's it going, Joe?
I'm all right. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd, and hi, Paul, Cherry, everybody else that's online. I was listening
hi,
for
Scott.
A bit. Or,
hi,
yeah,
Ben.
Hi, Paul.
We've got Cowboy's daughter, Zoe, filling in for him. We've got Anne Marie, and we've got Kathy Hillis's best buddy, you know, Natasha.
Natasha, I remember. Yep. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm just unpacking from my trip to the Big Brother premiere party last night.
Awesome.
I thought I'd call in just real quick. I didn't know if you guys had discussed it or not.
No, tell us.
A little bit, but not much.
No. No. Did anybody call in from it yet, or are they all still recovering as well?
Yeah, that's
Nobody
what I heard.
Nobody called in. Joe was online watching some of it, but we have not talked to anybody that was physically there. So give us some highlights.
Yeah.
Well, I knew Panther talked about it.
Oh, she did call in? Okay, cool.
She called the other show, the Missy show,
last night.
Okay.
She was at
Dunkin' Donuts.
I'll cover this one. Plus, I was more out in the street. It was crazy. It was like this place, the Murray Bar, was like really cool, but it only holds like maybe 100 people. And Adam had invited like 270. So.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the good thing with any party, you invite, you know, say 10 people, 5 will show up. You know, it's always like a 50% deal. But as it was, the place was busy with its own clientele. So it was like a mob scene, you know. It was like getting up and down the stairs, you know. It was crazy people
okay,
everywhere.
Okay, so what about all the special guests? And did you meet any fans that you hadn't met before? Those kind of things.
Let's see. Well, the special guests were, of course, Adam and JoJo and Portia. And
she was hot.
Yeah, oh my God. Of course,
that outfit she wore.
Yeah, that was great.
I want to hear, was Carol there? Because I was so sad that she left so early. I really like Carol.
Is Carol the blonde girl? Because there was some girl there. Is Carol from season 4?
Yeah, she was there.
Oh, that's Michelle. Carol was from season Evil Dick season. She was, that's right.
I remember Carol now.
Okay.
To be honest, she may have been there, but I did not talk to her. She was so. Michelle was the one I had talked to. She was hanging out with Porsche for quite a while, so
Michelle,
you know, we talked for a bit.
No.
Oh,
from Big Brother 4, season 4,
oh.
Michelle.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Season 4. Long girl, very pretty. But I've started in season 8, so I don't, you know, I don't know her. So, but we talked, you know, it was cool. I met her and, you know, we talked and stuff. But
how was Mama Costa?
Crazy. Mama Costa and Michelle were both there, tearing it up, having a great time.
Great.
Michelle looked fantastic, as usual, of course.
That dress she had on was gorgeous.
That was. My goodness. Legs all the way up to here.
Yeah.
we have a young girl on the show tonight.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I'm just saying. She's beautiful. Beautiful. Michelle's all beautiful. Who else? The Crazy James? Is that what they call him?
Yeah, he was there, yeah.
Yeah, he was there and didn't really talk to him because I didn't figure out who he was till like the end of the night. I was like,
yeah, because his hair
is
normal.
Familiar.
Yeah, he's very tattooed, but he's a very, very quiet guy.
Yeah, nothing like, I mean, I remember
well,
the Oscar.
Yeah, right. Oh, remember on season 9? Yeah.
Was it season 9? Yeah.
Yeah.
With
him,
Natalie and yeah, okay. Yeah, so I didn't get to talk to him, but I recognized him at just about the end of the night. So, but he was there.
Enzo was there?
Who?
Enzo.
Enzo was there. Enzo showed up, which is cool because I missed Enzo in New Hampshire by about 45 minutes.
Yes,
oh,
and, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a bummer because, you know, I brought my all my hand grenade bling and, you know, and everything. But I brought it with me to New York, too. So I got this, you know, I have a little necklace that's shaped like a hand grenade. And I showed him and he's like, yeah, the brigade. So it was pretty cool. who else?
JoJo.
Oh, Jen. Jen City was there.
Jen City.
Yep.
With that outfit.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I could see her coming down the sidewalk. I'm like, cool, Gen City's here. I got there kind of early. I got there.
I'm guessing it was quite a long drive for you. Was it worth it?
Every bit. I'd do it again next year. Yeah, oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's only actually 575 miles. You know?
Wow.
I mean, round trip. It's here. I used to date a girl in Brooklyn, so I used to drive down on the weekends, you know, which was crazy. It didn't last forever, but, you know, 500-mile round trip, you know, it's in one day.
How about from season 2, Monica, was she there?
Yes, Monica was there, and I got
love
to
Monica
sit at the
Bailey.
Bar, and I was talking with her at the bar, and
she's gorgeous, Monica.
Oh, she is.
Isn't that
It's amazing because she gets prettier and prettier every year.
She loses a year, and she had this beautiful, what was it, white jumpsuit or not yes. jumpsuit, but you know.
Yeah, it was a nice outfit though. I mean, she looked gorgeous. I met her at Virginia, and I've talked to her on this show, of course. But but we got to hang out last night, and we were talking about I can't remember what was. It was something about the show. I'll remember it. But first, I had told her that I told her in Virginia that I hadn't seen her season, and between then and now, I downloaded season two, but I still haven't watched it. But I put season two, episode one, on my phone. I got one of these big HTCs, you know, with the 4.5-inch screen and everything. So I brought it out, and I go, well, I still haven't watched it, but I have your season two, episode one. And I turned it on. She said she hadn't looked at it in 12 years. She hasn't even looked at the video in 12 years. She was freaking out. All her friends gathered around my phone. I was watching it. It was really cool, you know. So, but I told her.
That was a rough year for her.
I know.
9/11.
Well, guys, Ben, I thank you for filling us in on that party. It sounds like it was real fun. Well,
there was a couple of survivors there, too.
We're trying to wrap it up, and we need to get back to our Zoe.
All right, give me like 30 more seconds. Andrea Bohenke from Survivor was there. Who was the bald guy from Corinne loved him. I couldn't remember.
Funky?
No, from Survivor, like two seasons.
Survivor.
Corinne, remember the evil Corinne? She's like, I always wanted my own gay and all this. And
Michael Snow, we got a chatter, says Michael Snow.
Yeah, I think it was Michael. I couldn't remember his name. He was there.
And Allie was there.
Allie Povitz was there, if I'm saying her name right. And Francesca was there. And I actually got to go up there and say, and I went like, she's like,
that's JoJo's sister.
And I said, I know, I'm just trying to be Philip because he drove me totally crazy, too. So we got to talk for a few minutes. That was really cool. I got to meet Francesca. But that's about it. I'll fill you guys in more as, I get reorganized here. But
the show is starting at 8 p.m.
9 p.m.
Eastern. 9 p.m.
Eastern,
8 p.m. Central.
Okay.
For the Big Brother season. So make sure you call in next week and fill us in a little bit more on the party and everything that happened. Next week you'll have everything unpacked and you'll be ready to listen a little bit more.
Oh, Chef Joe.
Yeah, you'll
was
be able to watch a little bit of the live feed.
Chef Joe was there. Chef Joe was there. You know what? He's not that loud in person.
He's a sweetheart.
I mean, I could hear his voice a couple of times, but now I talk to him and he's not that loud in person. It's weird. I guess they just played it up on the show. But anyways,
right.
It was great talking to y'all.
Thank you, Ben.
Oh my God, my next Thursday there'll be a lot to talk about.
Right.
Oh, no doubt. You guys have a great night. I'm gonna jump
thank
off. I'm gonna plug the phone in. Zoe,
take
say
care.
Hi to your dad for me. Good friends with Cowboys. So, anyways, Paul, Cherry, take care, and I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, take care.
Hey, same here,
bye.
Paul, Zoe, Joe, Cherry. Everyone, have a great night, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Great
all right,
to
make
hear
sure you come back
Jen
next
Anne
week,
Anne Marie.
It's good to
okay,
hear your voice,
babe. I'm gonna get off of here too.
Natasha,
it's so good hearing from you, and please give our heartfelt condolences to Kathy. My
I will.
Break for her. I lost my dog in January in my house fire, and I certainly understand what she's going through, and I know the pain so well. So please tell her that my heart is with her.
I will definitely tell her. I'm going over there tomorrow, so I'll tell her. Thank y'all.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
it's
maybe
so
you two can, Natasha, maybe you and Kathy can join us sometime during the season.
We will come on and join us together.
We will get together and we'll do that because her schedule, she's off in the evenings now. So
we'd love to do that.
I'll get with
we'll
y'all and
that.
We'll set up a time.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, y'all take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Natasha.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. Joe, you, thank you for all of your help and your tidbits of information. You always come through for us. Just want to say thank you so much for being with us tonight and always.
Oh, it's always my pleasure.
I want to give Joey some time before our show ends. We've only got
Oh, absolutely.
So, anything before
okay.
you go?
No, just everybody watch and watch the feeds and have a good time. And don't forget the challenge is about to start. And we haven't even talked about the hero yet.
I know. We didn't talk about the hero tonight. So next week
right.
we will leave time to talk about tonight's hero and next week's episode as well. They did.
They won't be on next week.
Well, then we'll have
good.
Next
that means
week
I...
to talk about tonight's episode because they did a big change tonight on the hero,
right.
and we'll have some time next week to talk about it because
yes.
we
Thanks,
all
Joe.
Like that show, and it's one of the great new reality shows this season besides Big Brother that we've all been following. So we'll do that next
bye,
week.
Bye-bye. And Zoe, you're a great host.
Thank you.
Take care, Joe.
Bye-bye, night.
Bye.
Well,
okay,
I'm glad,
Zoe.
I'm glad the hero isn't on next week because I will be able to catch up. I totally forgot to record it.
Oh, my. Zoe,
don't worry, I'm
I think
you.
you and your father both watched the hero too, don't you?
Yes, we actually have it recording. I haven't got to watch it, so.
Well, we'll be able to
but
talk about it next
important.
Week.
All right,
and you'll
Zoe.
Have to join us next week with your dad. And
yes,
we can talk
cool.
about Big Brother and the hero.
Zoe, I know when you take notes on a show, there might be things that we didn't get to. Is there anything you've just been itching to talk about that we haven't talked about from last night's episode?
The only thing that I had saw was, I think it is just so funny how they think that McCray isn't a pizza delivery boy.
I think that's hysterical, too.
I just think it is so funny because he is a pizza delivery guy, but they all, when he said that, when they were all in the living room, sitting down, introducing themselves, they all, when he had said that, they were like, yeah, right, like, you're a pizza delivery guy.
They put together a perfect little diary room clip on that. That was a hilarious moment. I enjoyed that, too. And poor guy, he's being honest, and he still gets in trouble for it.
Right. They
I
did
know
a little
it.
Montage of different house guests going, I think he's a genius, and I don't believe that he's a pizza delivery boy. One moment, and the next person's in the diary room saying, no way is McCray a pizza delivery boy. Nope, not buying it. And a montage of house guest after house guest after house guest saying, I don't buy that for 1 minute. And it was hysterical watching each one of them say the same thing. They don't think that he's a pizza delivery boy. And here he, you know, he claims, you know, I just aspire to be the best pizza delivery boy I can be, you know.
Exactly.
And that's the only thing I aspire to be. And he's really telling the truth. And that
yep.
was the second best moment of last night's show. I think the first best
yep.
moment was when Judd stood up and said, I thought I was going to be the dumbest guy in the house or considered to be the dumbest guy in the house. And then I met Mike. And then the second best moment of the night was when they all thought that McCray was not a pizza delivery boy. And
yes.
those were the two best moments of the show.
I need to know your reaction, Zoe. We're really running out of time, but you came on talking about Erin, and you've listened to us who watched her on the feeds. How are you feeling right now about Erin? Are you worried, or are you still hopeful?
Erin, I really don't even know, knowing that she's with David out of all people.
That was significant, yep.
I just don't see any hope for her right now.
So
that's just so funny, though. David is so, he does not have a brain.
It's almost like being the smartest person and the dumbest person in the house get together.
Exactly.
I think one of the smartest people in the house, to me. And then mm-hmm. you get with him, and it's like, it leaves you kind of scratching your head going, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Well, tell us how you're feeling, Zoe. Did you enjoy yourself?
I did. I really enjoyed myself. At first, when my dad told me, he was like, hey, why don't you do my radio show for me? I was like, I don't know about that, Dad. But I really enjoyed doing it. I had a great time. I mean,
we had a great time having you, and I hope you'll come back and do this more often. You can call in and be on here with your dad and join the show week after week.
No, I was just going to say, because your dad has told me that you often disagree on the house guests. I'd love to hear you guys go back and forth like Mary and David do.
Okay. Yes, we like to do that a lot, too.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. There's always, you know, everybody has their own opinion, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, sharing your opinion. And everybody likes, you know, something different in the house. And there's nothing wrong with disagreeing. It's just a difference of opinion. So you can come on and tell us who you like, and your dad can say who he likes, and that's okay. But we'd love to have you come back on and be our guest every week and just join us for the show and tell us, because, you know, we have a lot of people from different age groups, but we'd love to have somebody a little younger to give us their point of view. And I think you certainly fit that bill, and you've been such a gracious host tonight. And I'd just love to have you come back and join us as often as you can.
I bet you I can make that happen. I really enjoyed myself tonight, and I'll try to come back next week. I'm actually leaving out to go and have a nice little vacation away from people for a little bit. On Friday next week, so we'll see what I can do.
All right, well, Zoe, I'm getting ready to close the show. I want to thank you so much for being with us tonight. I'm going to close the show with a little clip of your dad, and then I close the show with Ron, as I always do. We hope to hear from you next week. Thank you so much for being with us. Here's your dad and Ron to close the show. Thank you, babe, much for being with
us. You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody, for coming in. Without you guys, the Big Brother people like ourselves wouldn't be living our dreams. So thank you so much for participating and making this possible. Y'all have fun. And, yes, I'll see y'all next Thursday on the round table. And thank you for a great show.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys. And thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. Say goodnight, Zoe.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, babe. Goodnight, everyone. God bless.